This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Sunday attended a meeting with Germany's Federal Security Cabinet in Berlin. Zelensky was accompanied on the visit by Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba and greeted by German Foreign Minister Annalena Baerbock. Earlier Sunday, Zelensky met with German President Walter Steinmeier, followed by a welcome with military honors from German Chancellor Olaf Scholz. It was his first visit to Berlin since the start of the war and came a day after the German government announced a new package of military aid for Ukraine worth more than 2.7 billion euros, including tanks, anti-aircraft systems, and ammunition. Both Russian and pro-Ukrainian protesters took to the streets of the German town of Aachen on Sunday prior to President Zelensky's visit. Ukraine supporters marched throughout the town's main streets carrying anti-war placards depicting Russian President Vladimir Putin. A small group of pro-Russian protesters stood with banners flanked by a heavy police presence. An Egyptian-brokered ceasefire between the Palestinian Islamic Jihad group and Israel has been announced. The AP's Karen Chamas has more.
A leader of the Islamic Jihad militant group in Gaza confirmed the deal had been made. However, rocket fire persisted after the deadline, leaving the deal in question. Shortly before the truce was to take hold, Israel reported a heavy burst of Palestinian rocket fire towards southern and central Israel, while Israel said it was striking targets inside Gaza. After the deadline, Israel reported additional rocket fire, and Israeli media said warplanes were responding. I'm Karen Chamas.
This is VOA News. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan took an early lead on Sunday in a landmark election that could extend his two-decade grip on power or put the mostly Muslim nation on a more secular course. Votes were still being Dorian Jones has more on this election from Istanbul.
Sunday's elections are predicted to see a record turnout in a country with one of the world's highest voting participation rates. Both incumbent President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and his primary challenger Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu claim the election is the most important in the country's history. In Istanbul's Kadıköy district, voting was brisk, starting when polling stations opened. The economy was the main concern for voter Mustafa. However, Zehra, a pharmacist, democracy was the most important issue. She said, for me, the main issue is to move from one-man rule and return to a pluralist democracy so that all opinions will be represented. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
Votes are also being counted in Thailand, in national election seen as a pivotal test of the military's hold on power and the chance for political change in a country where victory at the ballot box is often thwarted by coups and court rulings. About 52 million eligible voters are choosing among progressive and conservative parties, with the military seeking to preserve its hold on power after nearly a decade of a government led or backed by the army. International business professor Pavita Pananand.
This kind of policy might lead to other types of issues. My concern is on how these short-term policies would address the kind of the structural issue that we really need to address. So structural reform that would allow younger generation to have a chance in moving up the economic ladder.
Sunday's vote is the first since youth-led pro-democracy demonstrations broke out in 2020. The U.S. city of Buffalo in the state of New York marks the passing of 1 year since a gunman killed 10 people and injured 3 others in a racist attack that targeted black people at a city supermarket. Here's AP's Julie Walker.
A moment of silence followed by chiming of church bells at 2:28 p.m. honors victims of the massacre at the Tops Friendly Market on May 14, 2022. Inside the remodeled store, fountains flank a poem dedicated to the victims. A permanent memorial is in the works for outside. In the meantime, a hand-painted mural promotes unity, with a black and white hand meeting together in prayer. In the years since the shooting, relatives of the victims have spoken before Congress about white supremacy and gun reform. Julie Walker, New York.